Hello, everyone, and welcome to Collage. I've decided to do an audio introduction to the course because although it looks like there's a lot of information on Moodle, as you will see if you're scrolling along the Moodle page, actually it's much more simple than it appears. And so I thought I'd do a brief introduction and also to do some administrative things. There are three people on the wait list, so I need to, and I've been asked by administration to monitor who's actually attending this week. So I've set up a forum under today's session, which, as you can see in red, I'm asking for people to submit and upload a kind of brief introduction of yourself. And for those of you who are, I will count that as being kind of present for the week. And if you aren't present, if you've decided to drop the class, then it's important that I know, so I can put your name forward as somebody who hasn't attended or wants to drop, and allow for some of the waitlisted people to kind of enter the course. So this week will be a little bit of shifting with regard to, who's on the course, etc. So if you could, by tomorrow noon, upload just a brief kind of few words about yourself. I've given you some prompt questions, so, and share some images of your artwork, that would be great. So what you need to do, as you can see, you just click on the blue introductions forum link, and that will take you into the forum, and you can just add a post, so post a comment if you like. Great. Okay, so what I thought I'd do overall would be to give you a general introduction to the flow of the course and what its aims and intentions are. And it's kind of organized around a core set of concepts and themes, such as kind of collisions and revisions and reversals, and the idea of mashup, circulationism, dissemination, and journalizing. And this is because the idea of the course is to kind of interrogate this idea, the idea or the concept of collage. To my mind, it is a much more broad kind of idea. I think we can really play with what that might mean, what collage might mean. It is an exciting kind of mode of practice. It's not just a technique of paper and glue and etc. It's really more like a kind of an orientation, I would say, excuse me, to handling appropriated material and to remixing and finding new meanings through these kinds of combinations of in some cases images, but sometimes things, or just simply by mashing up and working with other kinds of forms of media like apps, or to alter, let's say, audio or visual material, digital audio and digital visual material. So it's a kind of wide, how can I put it, a wide platform that I'm inviting you to participate in. So each Monday you'll find there will be a PDF of visual material and other reading material that is provided to help you develop your own thinking about collage and to encourage you to experiment and engage with these various ways that the notion of collage is understood. So this material, in addition to your studio work, will be the content for the weekly forum discussions. And each forum will be accessible for the full week from Monday to Friday evening. And you can participate in the discussions at any time through the week. Although there is a slight stipulation, it's sort of broken up in the sense that the first part of the week, from Monday to Wednesday, that is a space in which you can, the time in which you can upload your reflections on the set reading or the kinds of presentations. The PDF presentations are of other artists' works. Really, I'm not asking you to do academic work here. I'm asking you to just kind of speak your mind about what you're thinking about, what you're looking at, And have discussions about, as I say, this kind of interrogating the idea of collage. From Wednesday to Friday, that's when I'm asking you to do the second part of the participatory kind of aspect of this course, which is to comment on what's already been said in the forum. So it's to build on the discussions inside the forum, yeah? And we'll see how that goes. I might change that structure midway or through the course. I'll just see how it unfolds. There are pros and cons to these different kind of forms of communication through Moodle. So I'd like to also just to flag up now that I will try to set up some video conferences where we can all participate. That reminds me too, I'll be uploading today as well a form that I'm going to ask you to fill out about your available times through the week. That's really critical so I can kind of organize group discussions where possible through video conferencing in real time, if you like, yeah? So the advantages to working online is that you have a bit of space and time to respond to things and to think through them. The time stretches out. And you know, within the week, if you like, but it would be nice to maybe do one or two kind of real-time meetings as well, and we'll see how we can do see how that goes. But as I say, I'll be uploading a document which I'll ask you to download, fill out about your weekly available times. So, as I say, the expectations on my part of your involvement would be to read the weekly presentations, to keep up with the studio work, undertake any further research, you know, root out additional material, etc., and participate in all of the discussion forums and etc. as they unfold. Yeah. And I just want to flag up too that that's 25% of your mark goes toward these participation, the kind of participation, so all of these different modes of communication. So it's kind of sizable, but I think what matters is that when the advantage to being in a class and on a course is that we can have these conversations. And you'll need to spend between 3 to 6 hours, you know, if you can spend more time on work, that would be great, but 3 to 6 hours are minimum, you know, three is the course time allotted to this, so, you know, thinking of doubling that, so 6 hours, etc. And there are 4 studio assignments, and they include the first assignment's called Collisions, Revisions, Reversals. The second assignment is called, you have a choice of a theme, either texting or environments, working with text, collaging, working, and mashing up text. Or the other one is environments. All of these assignments have descriptions and briefs that you will find in each week. The third assignment's called Circulation, Noise, and Augmentation, and the fourth one's called Journalizing Personal Histories, Mapping Relationships, etc. And there's also a written assignment at the very end of the course, a final reflective review. And these assignments will always be due on Mondays by 6 p.m. to allow for reflection and responses by Thursday. And also there's an added element too, when like, so, you know, there will be moments when I'll put you in kind of small group crits, work in progress crits, but the final submissions are, you know, spaces where each of you are asked to give at least, you're required to respond to at least 9 people's work throughout the term. And what I mean by that, I don't mean just only 9 people's work. What I mean is 9 people who you really give robust feedback to, not just I like it or whatever. You try to really think carefully about what they're doing, give them really constructive feedback. So there's a minimum of 9 people that kind of feedback is. But otherwise, you can just give light feedback to the other people who are, you know, have, you know, on their final work. But it really matters that there's some kind of considered feedback throughout the term, yeah, that there's more comprehensive discussions that go on around people's work. Right. Also, too, just to say where things are on Moodle. So as you'll see at the very top, the welcome to the course, there's an overview. This recording is, you know, obviously housed on that first section. excuse me. The course folder, if you click on the link that's to the course folder, you'll find a number of bits of PDFs that are really important that you look through. That'll help further orient you on the class and in the course. Yeah, and I'd really ask that you spend a bit of time looking through that material. There's the syllabus, there's the welcome to the course information, and the overview of assignments. Marking template that I use just as a kind of backup, just to give you a kind of indication as to somehow how I kind of navigate looking at work. The guidelines to the reflective review and the general notes about the course, a glossary, and additional guidelines for the assignments. Yeah, so those are kind of important bits of information that you need to kind of get, you know, look through, if you like. There's also two forums that are on the very top. One is for troubleshooting. If you have any problems with anything, send that, you know, post in there. Announcements, if you want to share any good news or, you know, notices of exhibitions that are on, or, you know, interesting artists that you want to share, anything about tools and techniques or materials or whatever, anything that you want to share with the group, you can add to that forum there. Okay, and so I'm hoping that that's fairly straightforward. As I say, it looks like there's a lot of material on there, but it's actually like the readings and materials are there to kind of give us some common ground for discussion, so that we're not kind of just relying on our own wits, you know, that there's some points of discussion, and also to open us up to how other people are discussing or thinking about this really kind of expanded practice of collage. Yeah, and I hope you find them interesting. There's some little videos sometimes, and, you know, it's not all text-based, but you know, there's bits and pieces, and yeah, it's quite eclectic, really. Yeah, I think you'll find some of the material quite productive. Also, just one last thing before I close, I would recommend that, you know, you're your third year, some of you will be in your fourth year or more, some of you will be maybe in your fifth year or on, but you'll have kind of ideas, inclinations, themes and interests, obviously, and I'd encourage you to kind of hold on to some of that and kind of to try to work with some of your interests, your kind of the content of that you gravitate toward, to kind of experiment with it in this space as well. You'll see that the assignments kind of roll on one from the other. It's not like you're starting from scratch every time. The first assignment is very loose and open and asks you to, you know, kind of just, it's to just get you going, really. And then the second assignment really follows on from the last, right, taking a snippet, etc., and evolving things, you know, evolving your imagery through kind of circulating through, you know, allowing for a kind of evolution of the work rather than seeing each assignment as a discrete and different piece. You know, think of it as one long evolving arc of iterations, numerous iterations. Yeah, and from that perspective, really would, you know, encourage you to think about the sort of subject matters that you're interested in and to kind of experiment with them here in this space. Yeah. So yeah, and we'll be starting off with kind of paper and glue, so to speak, but moving through digital imagery, working. I'm open to people working with audio, with filmic material, etc. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a very open field, if you like. Yeah. Okay. If you have any questions, as I say, feel free to you know, access those, you know, to upload a question onto the forum, as I've suggested, or you can email me directly. You can also email me through the participants list. That's on the right-hand side of the Moodle page. Click on participants, and you'll see that my name is there. And you can email me through that, and that's sort of the information comes through Moodle, and because I'm on Moodle a lot, I teach online, so part-time anyway, the rest of the time I'm face-to-face, but I'm on Moodle a lot, so I'll be able to see it there too. Okay, and yeah, just looking forward to the class, and I hope we have a good moment together. And yes, so please do, like, the first order of play is to upload some information about yourself, introduce yourself to us, and that will be how I'll be able to do some of the background administrative work for the course. So thank you very much, and talk to you soon. Bye.